The next topic of conversational hypnosis that I want to discuss is very important and very, very powerful. It's called embedded suggestions. Now, let me talk a little bit about the history of embedded suggestions so you understand more where they come from and how you can use them. Embedded suggestions didn't exist before the 1940s or 1950s. They were really discovered by this great hypnotherapist, Dr. Milton Erickson. Dr. Erickson, he used to work in the Worcester State Hospital. And one of the things he used to do is he used to work with the various inmates, which were basically disturbed, mentally disturbed patients, including a whole slew of schizophrenics. Now, there was a theory running around at the time that all the random utterings of schizophrenics, the word salad that came out of their mouth, had to mean something. If only someone could find the Rosetta Stone to decode the meaning. And they tried all kinds of things, metaphors and all kinds of other different ideas. One day, Dr. Erickson decided to look at these scripts for himself. These were reams and reams of notes or verbatim transcripts of the utterings of schizophrenics. Suddenly, Erickson has this thunderbolt of enlightenment. He decides, what if most of this word salad is genuine rubbish, but the real message is hidden inside the rubbish, like an uncut diamond, like a needle in a haystack. So he began the process of analyzing reams and reams of these papers, and sure enough, right in the middle of these, he found embedded, buried, secret statements asking for help and explaining the condition that the various patients were in. Now, this was just theory. What if he was just finding these words randomly and it had no real significance? So Erickson decided to test this, and the way he did this was particularly ingenious. One of the secretaries working at the hospital at the time suffered from terrible migraines, and the only way she knew of how to get rid of these migraines would be to lie down in a darkened room with a towel over her head and just sleep it off. Now, one of these days, Erickson decided to test his theory out. What he did was he took these reams of word salad and he lifted out all the embedded statements about the suffering that these poor schizophrenics were in. And instead of those statements, he placed inside it statements about the headache going away, about general health, about feeling good, about relaxation, calm, cool, comfort, etc. So the day finally comes when the secretary has a headache. But instead of letting her lie down and rest, he insists that she takes his dictation. Now, he being a doctor in the 1950s has a lot of authority, so she grumbles and sits down and takes his dictation. Now, the dictation, of course, is this word salad, this meaningless jumble with these therapeutic suggestions embedded inside of it. Now, as he's reading this meaningless jumble, he makes sure to lightly emphasize the particular words which are embedded suggestions in just a very small way, but consistently. Sure enough, within 10 minutes, the headache of the secretary completely disappeared. She was stunned. It had never happened before that her migraine would disappear purely by taking dictation. You can believe that that secretary suddenly found it very important to take a lot of dictation from Erickson. Now, the principle itself has been studied many times since then. It's what is called unconscious priming in the psychological literature. In essence, what happens is the unconscious mind is a tremendous mechanism at detecting patterns in life. A lot of people have something called implicit knowledge. That is to say, you know how to do something, you just don't know where you learned it or where you picked it up from. For example, everyone in Western culture knows that a head nod means yes and a shaking of the head means no. In some countries, the reverse is actually true, but no one actually sat you down and taught you the art of head nodding or taught you the art of head shaking. It's something you picked up implicitly, almost in the background, because your unconscious mind saw these patterns develop. Now, an interesting study did the very same thing in a more complicated way. They gave people a list of random sentences just to read through. Now, these lists would have certain words embedded within them. For example, the first sentence might have, say, something like, oranges are great this time of year. Another one might talk about an old coat. Another one about Florida itself. Now, the interesting thing about all of these statements was, whilst they looked like random utterances, really every single one of these statements had a word within it which had an association to old age, particularly for the American audience we're aimed at. So you had oranges, old, aged, Florida, all these things were concepts which are associated with old age. Now here's the interesting part. They measured the speed at which the people walked into the examination room where they had to read through these lists and do whatever they had to do with them. Then they also measured how quickly they walked down the corridor out of the whole place. Everyone who took the test actually walked back down that corridor on average more slowly than people who used a unprimed test, just a random series of words which had no priming inside them. So the unconscious mind is not only very good at detecting the patterns, it also responds to them as instructions. This is the power of embedded suggestion. It allows you to talk directly to the unconscious mind whilst the guarding the gate is totally unaware of what's happening, and so respond to you in a very, very powerful, very direct level. This is the subtle art of embedded suggestion that you'll be learning here. Study it well, because it is one of the patterns that distinguishes the novice from the true masters.